gorgeous late summer day, Victor Pisano is listening to oldies and fixing up his Jeep in the parking lot.
My name is Victor Pisano. I live here at the Wyoming Motel. I've been here maybe 20 years. I enjoy it here. I like the people here. I mean, it's like a little community by itself.
He explains how tenants' long-term residencies forged this community at the motel.
23 has been here for 5, 6 years. 14 has been here for about 8 years, so everybody stays. The owner is Dieter Coletti. He's very nice. He helps people.
Pisano has raised his 17-year-old daughter and the family pets here, too. It's a lot like any other neighborhood in Cheyenne. Even the interior layout of the former single-stay motel rooms have been altered to accommodate families. Pisano describes them as...
I'd say like adobe homes with a tile roof. When they made the rooms, they weren't all separate rooms. Now there's bedrooms and living room and your bathroom. It's more of apartment style.
I'm Dieter Coletti. As of yesterday, August 13th, I've owned a motel and a luxury diner for 31 years. Well, I used to work in Wheatland on a power plant, and Patty Bennett, she's a realtor, a friend of mine. I got laid off in Wheatland and I had nothing. And she said, I got a project for you. I said, hell, I don't know nothing about no motel. You know, she says, because it was in pretty bad shape. It was a bad shape. She says, you know, you like to work and I know you can do it. So I did it. Number one, first of all, I had to get rid of hundreds of cockroaches. I mean, it was infested. Patch was his name. You know, he was my first exterminator. And he was half crazy because he wouldn't put out no mask or nothing.
From behind his office desk, Coletti directs me to a metal rack on the wall with 29 numbered slots, each holding a receipt for one of the motel's 29 units.
Most of my clientele is not credit card clientele. So we deal with payroll checks and cash. If I know you very good, personal check, if I know you for 100 years, that may be. Otherwise, no. In 31 years, I've been stuck with two checks, so I've been pretty fortunate. I look for the long-termers. A lot of my people are on disability or some kind of Social Security, and some of them are working folks, you know. Like last year, I had about a 99.4 occupancy rate.
The late 1980s saw an increase in the number of Americans taking up residence in the country's aging motel stock. Some are on a fixed income and can't afford more conventional housing options. Others are seeking more flexibility in their living arrangement. On a day like today, under the bright blue sky and white puffy clouds, the Wyoming Motel pops. The pale pink U-shaped structure with clean turquoise trim gleams. The motel's massive, brightly painted red, teal, and black Indian chief-shaped sign exclaims, Wyoming Motel and Cafe to passersby.
The chief, you know, the chief, that's my, you know, good luck charm. You know, he's my spirit in the sky. There used to be neon. You know, that would light up. But not the whole sign, the motel up there and stuff would light up. But boy, I tell you what, neon's expensive.
While Coletti is no longer looking to attract overnighting guests with the sign, it still draws hundreds of motorists and roadside architecture fans every year. And for those who stay longer, the chief welcomes them home. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Erin Dorbin.